This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Why are Republicans our own worst enemies? I have the answer. It's because we have no leadership. Our so-called leaders want to spend millions of dollars in a primary against Trump, a man who, without question, deserves to have a second term. Unquestionable. I can't think of, a modern president in history, Ronald Reagan, okay, Bill Clinton, both of those guys deserve second terms. Outside of that, nobody. And Trump, arguably, is better than both. I know there are people out there who can take a pick, and I know there are people going, Kevin, what do you mean Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton, his presidency was amazing. Compare it. Go look at the numbers. I've looked at it. A guy said it to me, and I went, you got to be out of your mind, Bill. And he was right. So here's Donald Trump, who earned it. Outside of COVID, he earned it. And what are our fake party members going to do? They're going to have a primary. They're paying people to get into it. Why? So they can have fake dirty laundry on Trump. So they can say, oh, look at him. He was a crook. He was this. He had classified documents. Whatever. They're going to make it up. And they're going to give the Democrats fake talking points that they will use to run against us in the next election cycle. Now, I want you to consider what the Democrats are doing. They have a brain-dead moron for president who is a crook, and they are protecting him. Every time you bring something up, well, wait a minute, how did he get this money? Oh, there's no direct tie to his money. What about inflation? Oh, inflation's good. The economy's good. They just lowered our bond rating. Oh, that's good for you. Your money's not worth anything, even though you might have gotten a raise. Oh, okay. Well, that's okay, too. Well, even though you didn't get a raise, everything that we come up with, they have an excuse to protect this moron. Gas prices are up. That's not the president's fault. It is his fault. He's the one who killed the energy industry. But no, and they protect him at every turn. And what do? We have a gladiator. We have a freaking Goliath, the king. Well, not Goliath. We got King Kong in the gladiator pit, and we want to shoot him. There are people out there maybe even listening to the program. Kevin, you're such a homer for Donald Trump. You know what I'm a homer for? I'm a homer for truth and justice in our politics. And I don't care who delivers it. It could be a Guatemalan midget. I'd vote for him if he performed like Trump. Outside of COVID, Joe Biden, rotten to his demented core, and the Democrats are protecting him. So what do we do? Oh, we got Ron DeSantis. He's going to save us because we need a new savior. You know who's determined that we need a new savior? The powers that be on both sides of the aisle. The big money elites that believe they should tell us what to do and we should just follow suit. And they served up Ron DeSantis. A campaign, folks, between a rock and a hard place. How do you rely on Donald Trump during your campaign, and you're running for governor, running on Trump's popularity, asking him to come in and do rallies in your state, and then you throw him to the wolves? There is no way that Ron DeSantis got out of the primary unless Trump helped him. And here's the worst part about DeSantis getting in a race is he has to know the strategy of the left. He's playing into it. Anybody running against Trump right now is establishment, with the exception of Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek Ramaswamy is running for the VP slot. But the rest of the field has one mission: take out Trump. And they're all failing big time. So I asked myself this question. Why is Ron DeSantis against Trump? And this could be asked of each one of Trump's so-called opponents. Why are you against him? If you can't define why you're against him, let me tell you what you do. You alienate people who like Donald Trump. And that's a lot of the population. You cannot win without the support of Trump supporters, period. You can't win. I will tell you this, though. The Trump supporters are winnable. But it's tougher to win them every time they indict Donald Trump. In other words, if you've got a great message, people will listen. The people that support Trump, they're not ideologues. I mean, they are ideologues, but they're not iconoclasts. Like, oh, it's got to be Trump or else. Now, I think it's becoming that way because people are finally realizing you poked Trump one time too many. Now, DeSantis claims he's a pro-freedom governor during COVID, but others may dispute that. And that's one of the areas where he could, you know, make some hay against Donald Trump. For the most part, Trump was a pro-open society, I think he would have handled COVID the right way, but he got tricked into the COVID game. And if he has a weakness, that's it. His second weakness, and you guys have heard me talk about it, are his people. But then DeSantis, he's had two rounds of firings. What's his problem with people? But that's not DeSantis' message. I know his message. DeSantis' message is a war on woke. Why did he come to that? He was going after Trump for a bit. He stopped. Retool the campaign. He's got. I'm going to go into the details because he's got a lot of issues. But now it's a war on woke. He's tested it. Speaking of a war on woke, we are going to be doing a thing on October 5th and 6th. The details are on the website at seekingeducationalexcellence.org, and you can come to our event. And it's our Vision Summit, and we will be discussing wokeism. I mean, it's a big deal. I know why DeSantis shifted, because he can't go after Trump when he's like your mentor. He's like your big brother. And I'm going to go into some of this stuff because this is the problem that all these candidates are having. You can't watch Trump be attacked and ignore it. You can't say, oh, I don't care what the left does to him. He's my opposition. I hope they indict him. I hope they put him away. What? You lose everybody on the right. So anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to analyze DeSantis and some of the other candidates. See where the fallout is.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I heard Trump stole the show in Iowa. This was in Huffington. Oh, no, the Hill. The Hill, they say. Trump just everywhere he went, rock star status. That DeSantis was, you know, he was looked at as like, hey, he's a good guy, but Trump was his own atmosphere. I'm not surprised at all. What's interesting, though, to note is how they are sort of depicting this battle royale. And what's funny to me is they're not telling you, oh, DeSantis is so great. It's more, well, he could win this vote because people will see him as more moderate. And I'm going to tell you, we've been down that road before with McCain. Oh, pick McCain. He's liked on both sides of the aisle, blah, 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 whatever. I don't believe it for a second. They will destroy DeSantis the same way they've gone after him over CRT for removing that out of his schools in Florida, which is a good thing. And DeSantis has done some very good things for the state. I've been with him multiple times. He appears to be a solid guy. I don't follow him the way I would if he were my governor, but I do follow him a little bit. But my friends that live in Florida are not nearly as enthralled with DeSantis as other people. and maybe you guys could comment on it. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And for those of you who are listening and saying, Kevin sounds a little funny, I will tell you, I bit the crap out of my tongue, and it is still hurting, and I'm actually traveling this week, so these are taped shows, but I'm doing as many of them as I can. I hate doing best ofs, and I'm trying to cover what I think is relevant for us while I'm gone. Work and kind of a pleasure thing overseas, so that's where I'm at. But anyway, going back to this, let's talk about the real truth. The real truth isn't so much of, well, DeSantis can bring the independent vote and he can bring some Democrats. I say Trump will bring more independents and more Democrats have flipped watching how Trump has been treated. I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that this entire nation sees the way the Bidens are being treated and the way the Trump family gets treated, and they're saying, we've seen enough. So don't try to convince me that they're, oh, we better make a big change because, boy, if we put DeSantis in, this will happen or that will happen. Utter nonsense. Here's an article. Republican strategists are worried that if President Trump doesn't secure the GOP presidential nomination next year, or if he's kept off the ballot because of his mounting legal problems, it could spell a voter turnout disaster for the party in 2024. And that is exactly what would happen. People would say, the system is rigged, there's nothing we can do, and they wouldn't vote. I'm voting, but I'm telling you, I believe that. The biggest fear of the Republican Party is if you continue to go after Donald Trump, you will alienate your base. Now, if you're a uniparty member, which most of our Republicans are, members of the uniparty, that is exactly what they want. They want a Trump indictment, something to keep him off the ballot, and then they'll put in somebody else that won't get the full support, and the Democrat will win. And it won't matter who it is. They have to depress us. They have to keep us down. So keep in mind, if they can't get rid of Trump, it's over for them. They're running this election right now. The election is happening right before your very eyes, okay? If they can get Trump now, game over. GOP strategist says there's a growing concern that if Trump is not the nominee, many of his core supporters, which are supposed to make up 25 to 35% of the party base, will take their ball and go home. Trump's core supporters, 25 to 35%. What do you think? You like that number? I'm going to tell you, that number's low. Trump's core supporters in the Republican Party are well into the 40%. Well into the 40%. Trump is going to get 40%. It doesn't matter where you go. He will get 40% of the vote no matter what. And the rest of it is a free-for-all. It isn't like DeSantis gets 60, Haley gets 60. No. These people are all polling low double digits at best. That would be DeSantis. And I saw a poll, maybe we'll talk about it, where he was polling under Vivek Ramaswamy, and how I think it was a Vivek poll, but he's not doing that well. The one who's polling consistently across the country in the 50% is Donald Trump. And I think what will happen is, once they get off this anti-Trump, well, that's never going to happen. They're not going to get off the anti-Trump thing, but once it's clear that Trump is it, and you start dumping all the boat anchors that are hanging off, Trump will go into the 60-65% range with Republicans, and that would probably be, quite honestly, the highest maybe since Reagan. Donald Trump's a proven entity. And it's funny to hear people talk about DeSantis. He is a proven entity in Florida. No question about it, but he's not ready for the world stage. And forget the world stage, he's not prepared to clean up D.C. And I think that's what everybody wants. If I were a Democrat watching what happens to Trump right now, I'd be saying, this is a shame. Flip it around. If this were happening to a Democrat and we are Republicans and they were targeting somebody who was innocent as a Democrat, all because they were afraid that he was going to win, I'd be the same. I would be like, oh, we got to let this guy go. Even if I knew he was going to win. I'll give you an example. Obama. I came to the conclusion a long time when Obama was running. I made two predictions. I said Obama will beat Hillary Clinton and Obama will win the presidency. And people were like, oh, man, don't say that. Don't say that. I go, it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, he's not legal and all that. Okay, fine. We can fight over constitutionality and all that. That's not my fight. I'm telling you who's going to win and why. And I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump cannot be stopped. And the left knows it. Now, I'm talking about conservatives. Well, we're going to go the legal route and challenge, Barack Obama's, nationality and all this other stuff. Fine. You want to see his grades? Whatever you want. But if you can't get any of that done, he's going to win. And he's going to win big. And I'm making the same prediction of Donald Trump. If you can't stop him through all this rigmarole, as my grandmother would say, he's going to win. And I'm predicting that he will win. And there's nothing they can do to stop it except to try to get you to believe that he can't win. Oh, they're not going to vote for him. The independents won't. The Democrats won't. Well, explain to me the ones that are coming to me saying, Kevin, I'm an independent. I'm voting for Trump. I'm a Democrat. I flipped. I mean, I'm not the litmus test, but I'm out there enough to at least be able to say, I don't believe that. Donald Trump runs the Republican Party. Not Mitch McConnell, not Kevin McCarthy. Donald Trump does, and that's a fact.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Speaker of the House believes Congress will need to pass a short-term government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. NBC News reports sources said Kevin McCarthy told that to House Republicans during a conference call this week. Money is set to run out on September 30th, and Congress won't return until September, following a month-long August recess. A student is injured after a shooting at an Augusta, Georgia high school.
We're trying to prevent any further injuries or loss of life, and that's what happened responding here. We're reviewing that. between him and, another student that escalated to gunfire.
Richmond County Sheriff Richard Roundtree says the student is suffering from a gunshot wound to the finger, and police are still looking for the suspect. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for potentially record-breaking temperatures this week. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
America's coup-appointed president is a crook. And like the tainted election that got him into office, Democrats now are doing everything they can to hide the crime. Or in this case, the criminal. Enough evidence exists for Joe Biden to have been impeached a dozen times, at least. Yet the Republicans are, well, we would say fiddle frickin' around when I was in military school with all this nonsense. Oh, we need to get more evidence. Let's get more evidence, more evidence, more evidence. We have the evidence from Joe Biden's son. We have the evidence that we should be confiscating. We shouldn't be asking for Joe Biden's bank records. We should be demanding them. They should be in our possession right now. All of his tax records for his LLCs, those of his cohorts. How many people were arrested for just breathing the same air as Donald Trump? You had, what's his face, Roger Stone, you got General Flynn, you had Paul Manafort, you had Papadopoulos. Arrested for nothing. Carter Page accused of being a spy. Five people in his orbit that had immediate justice, injustice, you should say, delivered to them. And we have all these people in the orbit of Joe Biden. And the only one going to jail is Devin Archer. And that had zero to do. I mean, that's a whole separate thing. How many people should be going to jail with the Bidens? Their involvement with CESC. Joe, with Hunter Biden getting money wired so he could buy a sports car and write it off as a company car. What about all the prostitutes? Can you imagine the witness list if the Republicans got off their butts and said, we're going to call these witnesses, and they just went out and found all the prostitutes that Hunter Biden hung out with? What about all his buddies? What about this attorney that bailed him out? I mean, so much connected tissue, man. You could build, the anthropologists could build a body from those bones, okay? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats had this type of evidence against Trump, he would have resigned within a week. He would have had to. Well, finally, a Republican is acting and not just talking. Representative Greg Stubbe filed articles of impeachment over the weekend against Joe Biden. And in a press release, he commented that the action had been a long time coming. Stubbe acted on behalf of most of America when he declared that Joe Biden was a criminal. High crimes and misdemeanors. Stubbe issued a statement and he says, he has undermined the integrity of his office, brought disrepute on the presidency, betrayed his trust as president, acted in a manner subversive to the rule of law and justice at the expense of American citizens. No truer words have been written or spoken. The evidence continues to mount by the day. The Biden crime family, he wrote this, has personally profited of Joe Biden's government positions through bribery, threats, and fraud. Joe Biden must not be allowed to continue to sit in the White House selling out our country. Boy, those are tough words. Words I love to hear. He listed bribery, extortion, obstruction of justice, fraud, financial involvement in drugs and prostitution, adding, it's long past time to impeach Joe Biden. And when you say that, now you're talking about slander. If it's written, it's libel. I don't know what Greg Stubbe has seen, but I know how things get vetted on the Hill. And if his attorneys let him issue that as a statement, something's up. I already told you something's up. I told you something's up. Because I told you that Democrat out of Minnesota who said, Joe Biden, you need to step out of the way and let some young bloods in, and he's going to declare soon. Wait for the bloodbath, folks. It's coming. The strategy of the Democrats, folks, shifted. I don't know if you noticed, but it has shifted. From Hunter did nothing wrong to Joe Biden is not connected to Hunter. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I was a father and you said to me, Kevin, your son's in business and we had our bank accounts together, you're not connected to your son. I don't know about you as a father, but I certainly wouldn't pull a Navy on you and act like I don't, you ain't my baby. No, I would go down with my son. Have you seen these Law and Order shows where the father will admit to a crime because his son did it? I just watched one the other day. I would not let my son go down that rabbit hole by himself. I would go with him. But Joe Biden, trust me, Dimension Joe, if it's a choice between his freedom and Hunter's freedom, or his reputation, I use my finger quotes, and Hunter's, Joe Biden will sell Hunter down the river quick. Now, he's not going to do it. He's fought for him. I'll give it to Joe. I told you, as far as a parent goes, Joe Biden is protected. My son's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. In fact, Jay Tapper asked Dan Goldman, should Joe Biden quit saying, my son did nothing wrong?
My son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him.
I understand this is a dad talking about his son, but it's also the President of the United States talking about a potential defendant in a case that his Justice Department is prosecuting. Also, he was about to plead guilty to some things that he did wrong. Does the President need to stop publicly saying his son did nothing wrong?
Well, look, I think the President has been very clear that he's going to let the process play out. What we do know is that through all of the investigations in Congress, they're simply investigating a private citizen. Hunter Biden is not running for president, and Joe Biden is running for president, and he is the president, and yet, notwithstanding all of the time, effort, and all of the moving goalposts, there's no evidence connecting President Biden to any of his son's business dealings. And you can sing all you want and make all sorts of accusations, but the fact of the matter is that President Biden, there's been no evidence to show that he's been involved in anything. And so Hunter Biden will be treated by the Department of Justice as he should be. But Congress needs to stop investigating a private citizen and stop this fishing expedition to try to link President Biden to Hunter Biden's conduct when there is no evidence to support that.
Well, you can see from that that Jake Tapper's not quite sold on it. And he goes on to ask about putting Hunter on speakerphone. Of course, Goldman says there's nothing wrong with that. He didn't do anything wrong. Let me ask you this. The two co-mingle their bank accounts. You're investigating Hunter Biden for hiding money. There's no question the two co-mingle their bank accounts. We have this. If you've been alive over the past 2 weeks, you've learned this. Isn't it right for us to look into how these two accounts worked together? He acts like Goldman. He's a private citizen. Hunter Biden's a private citizen. Hunter Biden is a private citizen who traveled with his father to countries where Joe Biden had some authority, quite a bit of authority. And ironically and coincidentally, everywhere Joe Biden had authority to snap out, you know, to snuff out corruption, Hunter Biden ended up being part of the deal. He ended up getting deals with the people who were the corrupt people. Now, that's either the I mean, that's like winning the Powerball. How are these people? I mean, if they think they're going to get away with it, fine. I'm not, you know, I'm not here to try to convince people that, hey, you better change your tune, but you're not getting away with it. This Republican, Stubbe, is saying, we've seen enough. I don't know what he's seen, but I know this. If I were in a skiff and I saw, I know what I know publicly. I can only imagine what they've seen privately. And for this guy to come out and say, the Biden crime family, that's powerful. As Stubbe pointed out, he says they have a long history of commingled and intertwined finances. Between 2010 and 2019, thousands of dollars of Biden family money was spent on illegal drugs, transactions, and prostitution. As I said, Joe Biden should have to explain, why is your bank account tied to your son's bank account, and why are you condoning your son's illegal drug use and prostitution? Because there is a direct link to all of it. Find out where the money went. You find out Joe Biden allowed Hunter Biden to take his $25,000 out and give it to some Russian pimp to pay for a Russian prostitute. Well, why'd you do that, Joe? I think we need answers. Was the VP unconcerned for the potential ramifications of Hunter's behaviors, the potential for extortion? And by combining his bank accounts, I'm telling you, the House has every right to seize him. The IRS has every right to seize him. And I expect them to do something about it. We'll see.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can.
Sure.
Questions of controversy continues today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal over every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son. I mean, look, this is... My son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start it all, but he has taken to a new level, this president. I did not know he was on the board of that company. I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Now. Before, that was the pathological liar-in-chief, Joe Biden, admitting there's gambling in the casino. He defended his crack and sex-addicted son in the face of overwhelming evidence multiple times. He did nothing wrong! Gets upset when you ask him, which it should tell you, because if my son did nothing wrong, I would say something like this. I'd go, so, I would love for you to produce any evidence, because there would be none. I mean, there would be no crackhead laptop left at a prepare station. If I'm defending my son, it's because I know it. My son will tell you right now, I know him. And when parents go, I'm not one of these parents that go, oh, not my kid. If I suspect my son could have done, I'd say, you know what? Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's bring him in here. But if I know that he didn't, because he was with me, if I know definitively, I'm not going to get defensive. It's like I tell people, I ain't going to get upset when somebody brings me something, because I got two things going for me. One is, I believe in a loving, living God who looks over me, and I have attorneys. And I'm not going to get my blood pressure up because, oh, Kevin, we're going to sue you. Okay, IRS. Check with my two people, God and my attorney. I've done nothing wrong. I'm not going to be close. If there's something wrong with me, we're going to do a forensic audit and look for the hackers, because I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm going to do it by the book. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Yep. Democrats are finally ready to jettison one of the Bidens. And I could have played that mashup of, oh, Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. All the media outlets, dozens of them, protecting the Bidens. I mean, I think about this. Now their backs are against the wall, and they got to select one of the two lying skanks that they got to sacrifice to save the other. And guess what? Hunter Biden, you're the scapegoat. In an effort to save, I don't want to shave Joe Biden's crooked butt, but I think in an effort for them to save it, Congressman Jamie Raskin, who has been a defender of both the Bidens, he's been one, hey, leave the Bidens alone. And I just played a clip of Goldman who says, Joe, Hunter Biden is a private citizen, why are you bothering the president's son? Because the president's son was attached to the hip of the VP. That's why. Anyway, here's Jamie Raskin and his, what is undoubtedly the beginning of the end for Hunter Biden.
But they've not laid a glove on Joe Biden as president. They haven't been able to show any criminal corruption on his part. What they've got is Hunter Biden, and we all seem clear that this guy was addicted to drugs and did a lot of really unlawful and wrong things. And we have said, let the justice system run its course. They're not saying that about Donald Trump. Anytime Donald Trump actually gets indicted after a grand jury has already determined that there's probable
cause, they attack the prosecutors,
they attack the judges, right. They attack the system. For them, Donald Trump could never be guilty of anything.
It's interesting how every time when a Democrat's being interviewed about something involving the Bidens, they invariably pivot back to what Trump is doing. Oh, he attacked the prosecutors. Why wouldn't they attack the prosecutors when the prosecutors are lying scumbags? They get mad because you put up a fight. A guy punches you and you fight back. How dare he fight back? It's funny to listen to. Holy cow, Raskin. He says, let the justice system run its course. It does seem clear that the guy was addicted to drugs and did a lot of really unlawful and wrong things. That's the closest you've gotten to anybody saying Hunter Biden is guilty. But the caveat is, well, but so is Donald Trump. Really? Oh, there's no connection to Joe Biden. Yeah, there is. There are bank account connections. There are flight manifest connections. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys have seen this picture, but there's a picture of one of Joe Biden. What is it? Hunter Biden's aides is on a plane doing something with Burisma, and there's Joe Biden. It's one of Hunter Biden's employees. And I don't know all the details of it. I have to look it up. But it's pretty much slam dunk. I mean, it's a slam dunk. Raskins. He's admitting Hunter Biden did something wrong, but is it really wrong? I mean, he had a crack problem. Try selling that to the brothers. Try selling that to people who are hooked on opioids and who've gone to prison over drug issues. And here's Hunter Biden buying himself fancy sports cars with money he's gotten from Kazakhstan. He's living in thousands of dollar a night hotels. He's living like a playboy as he enriches his family, paying the family bills. And they want to convince you that this crackhead who has I can't find any redeeming qualities of Hunter Biden that would make you want to do business with him. I'll put it that way, without speaking in absolutes. This is insanity. But finally, we get a Democrat to publicly say it. And he's not the only one. If you read between the lines in the previous segment where we had Goldman talking, Goldman essentially says, okay, fine, we concede Hunter Biden did something wrong. It doesn't connect to Joe Biden. Do you see how well this sets up? Remember, Hunter did nothing wrong. Nobody did anything wrong. Hunter's a good guy. He's a Renaissance guy. He sold his paintings for $500,000. We don't know who he's connected to. Oh, we do know who he's connected to. I could go down the litany of things that they told us about Hunter. And then you know what it turns out? They all lied. Hunter is guilty. And now they say, no, but there's no connection between Joe Biden. Okay, well, we got bank records. We got tax records. We got whistleblowers. We got all kinds of people. What are they going to say when we connect that dot? What are you going to do? Let them go all in, man. You ever see the movie Casino Royale where Bond has a straight flush and the other guy's got a heck of a hand, man, like four aces or something. He just knows he's going to win. And they turn over those cards and Bond's got a straight flush. Everybody's all in. This is where we are. It's going to be time to celebrate soon. Because let me tell you something, people. This dot will get connected. The Democrats are doing everything they can. They scrubbed Joe Biden's 2016 to 2018 taxes. But they can't scrub everything. No matter how good they are, they can't. Too many people, too many things. And Eric Schreyerin, who should be testifying soon, I'm not going to tell you he's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. He's going to be the silver bullet. But when you add it all up, they're going to connect that dot. And that's going to make all of us look really good. Because we've been sounding the alarm bell for some time. And this is not about just proving that Joe Biden is crooked. This is about proving the coup election in 20 and 2022. This is about proving J6 was a farce. This is going to undo a lot of lies.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.